The Religious Ideas of Man, Judges 21, 9 through 12.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
For when the people were counted, behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead there. The congregation sent 12,000 of the most valiant men there, and commanded them, saying, Go and strike the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the little ones. This is the thing you shall do. You shall utterly destroy every male and every woman who has lain with a man. They found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known a man by lying with him. And they brought them to the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. One sin breeds another until you end up in a huge mess. Israel's next bright idea was to go to a town that decided not to fight and kill off all the parents, steal the girls, and give them to the Benjamites. This is not unlike what we hear of terrorists doing today. What an absolutely horrible idea! Yet this is what they did. It is interesting that God didn't directly involve himself in this whole story. We know that, from his all-knowing and righteous position, he was very upset because this was a blatant violation of the law he had given to Israel. Kidnapping was a very obvious crime. To refresh your memory of the law, see Exodus 21:16. As you can see, one sin led to another, which led to another. I don't know which sin was worse, homosexuality, gang rape, or killing off all the people in a town. They are obviously all wrong. This is the problem we all face when we make up our own righteousness. I am guilty. How about you? We need God and His Word, or we keep digging our way to hell, even when we try to do something good.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. Thank you.